What I'm going to try and do today briefly is, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this gavel. I've never had one of these things before. I'm going to try and say some words on the things I've used over the years when I was an amateur, when I ran Magellan. I still use today. I think they make sense. I think they make a lot of sense for investors. And I frankly think it's a tragedy in America that the small investor has been convinced by the media, the print media, the radio, the television media, that they don't have a chance. The big institutions with all their computers and all their degrees and all their money have all the edges, and it just isn't true at all. And when they're convinced, when this happens, when this occurs, people act accordingly. When they believe it, they buy stocks for a week, and they buy options, and they buy the Chile fund this week, and next week it's the Argentina fund, and they get results proportionate to that kind of investing. And that's very bothersome. I think the public can do extremely well in the stock market on their own. I think the fact that institutions dominate the market today is a positive for small investors. These institutions push stocks on unusual lows. They push them on unusual highs. For someone, they can sit back and have their own opinion, know something about an industry. This is a positive. It's not a negative. So that's what I want to talk about. And the single most important thing to me in the stock market for anyone is to know what you own. I'm amazed how many people own stocks. They would not be able to tell you why they own it. They couldn't say in a minute or less why they own it. Actually, if you really press them down, they'd say, the reason I own this is the sucker's going up. I mean, that's the only reason. That's the only reason they own it. And if you can't explain, I'm serious, you can't explain to a 10-year-old in 2 minutes or less why you own a stock, you shouldn't own it. And that's true, I think, about 80% of people that own stocks. And this is the kind of stock people like to own. This is the kind of company people adore owning. This is a relatively simple company. They make a very narrow, easy-to-understand product. They make a 1 megabit SRAM, CMOS, bipolar risk, floating point, data I/O array processor with an optimizing compiler, a 16 dual-port memory, a double diffused metal oxide semiconductor monolithic logic chip with a plasma matrix vacuum fluorescent display. It has a 16-bit dual memory. It has a Unix operating system, 4 whetstone megaflop polysilicon emitter, a high bandwidth, that's very important, 6 gigahertz, double metallization communication protocol, an asynchronous backward compatibility, peripheral bus architecture, 4-wave interleave memory, a token ring interchange backplane, and it does it in 15 nanoseconds of capability. Now, if you own a piece of crap like that, you will never make money. Never. Somebody will come along with more whetstones or less whetstones or a bigger megaflop or a smaller megaflop. You won't have the foggiest idea what's happened. And people buy this junk all the time. I made money in Dunkin' Donuts. I can understand it. When there was recessions, I didn't have to worry about what was happening. I could go there and people were still there. I didn't have to worry about low-priced Korean imports. I mean, I just didn't have, you know, I can understand it. And you laugh. I made 10 or 15 times my money in Dunkin' Donuts. Those are the kind of stocks I can understand. If you don't understand it, it doesn't work. This is the single biggest principle. And it bothers me that people are very careful with their money. The public, when they buy a refrigerator, they get a Consumer Reports, they buy a microwave oven, they do that. They ask people what's the best kind of radar range or what kind of car to buy. They do research on apartments. When they go on a trip to Wyoming, they get the mobile travel guide, or California. When they go to Europe, they get the Michelin travel guide. People will hear a tip on a bus on some stock, and they'll put half their life savings in it before sunset, and they wonder why they lose money in the stock market. And when they lose money, they blame it on the institutions and program trading. That is garbage. They didn't do any research. They bought a piece of junk. They didn't look at the balance sheet, and that's what you get for it. And that's what we're being driven to, and it's self-fulfilling. The public does terrible investing, and they say they don't have a chance. It's because that's the way they're acting. I'm trying to convince people there is a method. There are reasons for stocks that go up. Coca-Cola, this is very magic. It's a very magic number. Easy to remember. Coca-Cola is earning 30 times per share what they did 32 years ago. The stock has gone up 30-fold. Bethlehem Steel is earning less than they did 30 years ago. The stock is half its price of 30 years ago. Stocks are not lottery tickets. There's a company behind every stock. If a company does well, the stock does well. It's not that complicated.